What do you think? Should we do it? Skip it? Call him? Let's get it. Call him?
Hey, we're going to call you right back on this line, right? I'm missing here.
You just not want to trade your numbers?
Yeah. Somebody smarter. I mean, it would be everybody in here, but there's a text from out there.
John. John, you're being summoned.
Actually, you know what? Let's just make up a bunch of answers to that. We'll pick the winner at the end of the weekend.
Okay.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt, I'm going to put Matt right on. Okay, this is Matt. Here he is.
All right. Hey, Matt, I'm going to hand you over to a bunch of the Twin Cities media here, all right?
All right, sounds good.
So, Matt, did you think Minnesota was where you were going to end up?
I had an idea that's where I might end up, but, the way the draft works and, especially right now, all these trades going down and everything, I was trying to keep it open-minded, it was really relieved when, I saw a Minnesota number on my cell phone, and, I kind of knew right then and there, I was going to be a Viking.
Just how did the process go with them? I know that they had dinner with you and your family, I guess, here in Minnesota. Did you feel good about the whole process of them and how you would fit here in the future?
Excuse me, you're breaking up a little bit. Can you say it again?
Well, just how did you feel about the whole process with Minnesota, spending time with them? Did you feel like this was going to be a good fit all along for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, out of all the visits I took, Minnesota was the only place where, I can really see myself living and, spending the next 10 years and finishing out my football career there. But, I knew some people that went to Minnesota and a lot of players that played there. And, they said, there's no other place like it, especially the fan base that Minnesota has. It's probably the best in the NFL. So, as soon as I was picked there, I knew I was going into a great place and a great team as well.
Hey, Matt, when you got that call, what was that conversation like with Rick or whoever you talked to?
Excuse me?
When you got that phone call from the Vikings, what was that conversation like and who did you talk to?
It was Stillman, and he just said, are you ready to get this over with? And, quote for quote, I just said, hell yeah. And, I told him I was ready to be a Viking and ready to get this started. So, that was very exciting. And I talked to, the whole offensive coaching staff, and they were all excited. So, I'm ready to go over there and, do a great job for him.
What do you think of the prospect of going up against Jared Allen every day in practice?
I'm definitely excited for that. The competitor I am, I know he's going to make me a great player, and especially the division the Vikings are in. With the Chicago Bears going against Julius Peppers, and then my old teammate Clay Matthews going against him for Green Bay, and this is definitely a league of great pass rushers and great defensive ends. So, it's going to be good going against the greatest defensive end in that whole league and NFL, Jared Allen, and I'm very excited for that.
Matt, what do you think your strengths are as a player?
I think it's not one specific area. I think it's my overall game, and what I try to do as a player is kind of develop those skills evenly. I love to run block. I love to pass protect, and it's just about training hard in the off season, working on technique, and improving my overall game.
And Matt, do you know many of the guys up here? I think Jeff Schwartz, right?
Yeah, I know Jeff Schwartz, who plays with my brother, and I know him really well. I know Butch Lewis, who's also on the team, played at FC, Everson Griffin, we're good friends, and then Coach Jeff Davison, who actually coached my brother, who was offensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers. So, you know, it's going to be cool going there and seeing some familiar faces and, you know, getting to know some of the new teammates.
What part of your game do you think you need to work on making the transition to the NFL?
Yeah, it's hard to say until I truly, you know, go against some NFL caliber players, but, no, I'm my toughest critic. So, you know, for me, I'm never going to say one aspect of my game. I'm going to say my whole game. You know, like I said before, but you know, when I watch film myself, there was a lot of times I'm not pleased because you know, no one's a tougher coach than myself. So, you know, I'm always looking to improve on everything. You know, run blocking, pass blocking, and you know, just every aspect of my game.
Matt, did you play right around 300 pounds at USC?
Yes, USC is about 300 pounds. Right now I'm about 310. So, you know, through January up until now, I'm putting on a nice, solid, healthy weight, and I wasn't trying to put it on too fast because, you know, being brought up for me, especially my dad, one thing he's taught me is, you know, you don't want to sacrifice weight for speed because, you know, the NFL, quickness and speed and the burst off the ball is everything. So, you know, I made it I made sure that, you know, the weight I was putting on was good lean weight and, you know, wouldn't slow me down.
Matt, when did you start thinking that you would end up being a Viking? Last season, this winter, combine, recently?
You know, I think when I visited, you know, I got good vibes from a lot of the coaches. And, you know, they were telling me, you know, they really wanted me. And, you know, once they figured out what they're going to do, you know, they really consider picking me wherever they're going to pick. So, you know, I think I got good vibes from there. But, you know, still anxious to find out, but, you know, it all worked out, and you know, I really couldn't picture myself any other place.
What was your thought process when you saw the Vikings had made the trade to move to the four spot? Did you still think that you were going to them, or just keeping an open mind, or what?
You know, for me, I think they kind of made me more confident because, you know, they didn't trade too far down. And, you know, they're really a team. I told Spillman, you know, I want to play for you guys, and, you know, I want to be the blindside protector for your team for the next 10 years. And, you know, when I saw them trade that pick, you know, kind of almost made me feel better that they weren't going to trade too far down and they're going to try to get me. And it seemed like before that happened, it took forever for them just to call me and you know, tell me I was going to be a Viking. So I was really excited.
Matt, Rick Spielman and Coach Frazier have already talked about penciling you in right away as the starter. What does that mean to you?
You know, it means a lot, and it comes the responsibility of being the top 10 pick. You know, especially being a first rounder. You know, the team's picking you that early because they want you to contribute right away, and you know, I'm definitely ready for that. And you know, I wouldn't have left SC if I didn't think I was ready to take on this role. And, you know, I'm very confident what I can do on the field. And, you know, all I can do is go in the facility and work as hard as I can, you know, stay there the whole offseason and, you know, do whatever I can so when I step on that field, you know, I'm ready.
How much of your running game at USC was zone schemes versus power and gap scheme type of stuff?
Excuse me?
How much of your running game at USC was zone plays as opposed to power and gap scheme type of stuff?
You know, we ran, every once in a while we would run power. We were mostly a zone scheme type running game, wide zone and inside zone running. But, you know, pretty familiar with what the Vikings do. And, you know, I think it'll definitely be an easy transition, you know, going from SC to the Vikings.
Who's your agent?
Tom Condon.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome, Matt. Thanks.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.